They're ghouls.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Maria.
I'm just Chloe O'Brien. I need to do something on this computer.
Do you know what's going on with Jack Bauer?
As far as I know, he's still being held in the Russian consulate.
I need to talk to Bill Buchanan right now.
He'll be here after his meeting.
Does he know that I'm all alone here in a holding cell?
This isn't really a cell, and you're hardly alone. This is standard procedure for someone who's under house arrest.
Excuse me?
Sorry, I'm feeling ambivalent. I'm gonna go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
And now let's welcome... Any minute.
Is she on the line? Mary Lynn Rice Cub?
I just handed the note, Mike. Here she is. Any minute now.
Hello, any minute now.
Any minute now. We'll wait for her.
The great tradition of guests on our show calling us first.
Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Right.
Who is Chloe on 24, and she's on Larry Sanders. And
yes.
We like her, and... Well, shame on me for announcing that we're going to have her as a guest. Maybe she'll show up and maybe she won't.
Very good. We'll have to wait and see.
I tell you,
we're all very big fans of 24, and I had no idea that she was a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, love her.
I think that's how she got the gig on Larry Sanders.
That she did stand-up before she did anything else.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Well, let's not make this awkward on our producer. Because we've got a backup plan. We can do something else in this break.
Well, we can always do something else.
Sure.
But he appears to be scurrying. He's back there on his phone. I see him gyrating and shaking. You know.
Uh-huh.
John kind of looks like that toy. Remember that toy you had that was, it looked like the ostrich? And it its beak would go down into a glass of water and bounce back
those.
Up.
Almost like you would see with a cuckoo clock.
Right. John's head is doing that. I see him up talking. See the head go down looking for a number, going up talking, coming back down looking for the number.
He's on it.
Then there was that little wooden thing that would have a spring to it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like the spring on the head. Are we waiting for that flashing light?
There you go. Good job, John. You brought her in under 60 seconds. Hello, Mary Lynn.
Hello.
Mary Lynn Rice Cobb, thank you so much for coming on the show. We were just putting a tremendous amount of pressure on our producer because she's gone.
She's gone.
Mary Lynn Rice Cobb, everybody.
I didn't touch a button.
There she is.
I did not touch.
Well, she back, Rob?
She was on the show.
No, he's dialing right now.
We can now say we had her on the show.
Oh, God. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't nothing like it.
No, it's great, Mike.
Perhaps it's a bad connection.
Sound like the call got dropped.
That seems to be something that happens to us a lot as well.
We seem to be on a run of that. You know, two guests in the last week, both with connection problems. One as close as just a short horseback ride away.
True.
And we had George.
Yeah. Do, do, do.
Bum, bum, bum. These are the times when... you know, I guess normal radio shows, they wouldn't let you know what's going on behind the scenes, but I find it entertaining.
Try to smooth it over somehow.
Now, you're forcing those, and you're going to make yourself throw up.
Again.
Yeah, you know what I realized? We haven't had a good burp talker on the air for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Oh, might have been back to the old morning show days.
Okay, well, let me know what happens, cats. It's nice having her on the show.
Well, you know what? I think you were emotionally prepared for it this time.
Mm-hmm.
You
seem
completely unfazed, and I am too.
I never thought we'd really even get her on the air just to say hello.
Right.
Mary Lynn Rice Cobb will be at the Birchmere Sunday, cool. October 7th, 7:30 here in D.C.
It's the cheapest plug she ever got.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, Don. Don, I just can't stop thinking about this Pat Benatar thing you talked about the other day.
Sure. What about it?
Me neither.
Okay. I just want to know, can you give me more details about you and what happened?
I've told
did you get her?
It's been a long time since you
haven't
told
I told the story a thousand times?
No, you've told it a thousand times, but it has been a very long time since you've told the story.
My friend, the year was late 1979.
Shouldn't you be stroking your chin? I remember it like it was yesterday.
Are you stroking? You got a stroke mag?
Stroke me.
It's late 1979, uh-huh. And there's a chick who's got an album out on Chrysalis Records. And
great label.
She got a song called Heartbreaker, and they cannot get the song played across the country.
Good record.
So the record company at the time, while they don't offer payola for this particular record, it was like, she's coming into town. If you could spin it for a couple of weeks, we might be able to get her.
Oh, hold on a second.
Now Mary Lynn's back on the phone.
Well, wonderful. Now, right, hopefully this will work.
Hold on, please. I'll come right back to the Pat Benatar story. Hello, Mary Lynn.
Hello.
Oh, very good. Now we've got you now, and do you have a good...
Is it you?
It definitely was not us, honey.
We have a pretty good connection. How's your connection? Can you hear us okay? That is just weird.
Jesus Christ. And the other guy hung up, too.
How's that even possible?
You don't laugh, you cry.
The guy that I was telling the Pat Benatar story to hung up.
Well, he'll listen to your answer on the air.
You're going to get upset if you don't laugh.
No, I'm not going to get upset.
I can't get upset because you can't. You got to laugh. It's too ridiculous.
You really can't. Just tell her thanks for her time, John. We'll try it one more time.
One more.
If we can get her back on the phone.
It's obviously on her end. You can tell by the quality of the cell phone.
Uh-huh.
Cell phones.
Always. The stars.
Go to a publicist's office and get on a hard line. Sorry. But they don't do that. Well, they do that for other programs.
Okay, here she is, Mike. That was only less than a minute of waiting. Hello, Don. Don, I said, it's a caller on the show.
Well, now we've got her back. Hope her cell phone will hold. Hang in there for us.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going to happen? Do you think it's going to work this time?
Well, are you in a bad cell area, Mary Lynn?
I'm in a canyon.
Okay, the canyon's a little dicey.
You're in a canyon?
It's kind of like a joke, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been treating it with a great deal of
levity.
We've been
trying to be funny about it.
But we really want to talk to you, and we're not going to be able to. It's her cell phone.
Oh,
it's her cell phone in the effing canyon.
It's a heartbreaker. Can't the stars get better cell phones?
You know, really, really and truly, you know, this is just like the commercials with the guy that's at the butcher shop.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? That should be the motto of our show.
I can understand, though. It's not a big city, L.A.
Right.
I can understand why they wouldn't have good cell phones.
Why should there be a tower in the valley?
Well, we don't want to burn a bridge here.
Not her fault.
If we do get a hold of her, got her, thank you. Don't know, maybe she could send a written statement to the show.
We'll read it.
And we could read that.
Uh-huh. Or call from her house.
Okay.
Yeah. Love that.
Stop at a payphone and call us.
Do they have those anymore?
Hello, Don and Mike.
They're rare.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm an excellent burp talker.
You're a great burp talker? We haven't had a good burp talker in years.
Great. Why don't you say, we wish she was on a better cell?
We wish she was on a better cell.
Is that a burp talk, or are you just making a funny voice?
Nope.
Yeah, you're not doing burp talk.
That doesn't work for us.
No, this is real.
No, it's not.
Doesn't sound right.
No. You have to work up to that.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How are you?
What's happening?
Hey, Don, how are you handling the new competition here? Hillary Howard, in the afternoon, she's burning up the airwaves. I didn't know if it was edge-of-your-seat excitement.
Hillary Howard is a man, baby.
Hillary Howard, baby.
Hillary Howard is a man, baby. No, Hillary Howard used to be on Channel 5, right? She's the chick with the very short red hair.
I don't know.
Yes. I believe her name is Howard.
That's what we used to call her, was Howard Hillary. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
How are you and Mike today?
Hi, OJ guy. See you later. I caught you. How'd he slip through?
I see his phone was working loud and clear.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, could you tell me the Pat Benatar story, please?
You want to hear? You had started the Pat Benatar story. You were talking about Chrysalis Records. They were trying to get a song, Heartbreaker, played on the radio, and she was out doing a radio tour.
Be glad to. Thank you, Mary Lynn. Thank you for asking. And incidentally, you're great on 24, and you're great on Larry Sanders. and I'm really sad that you were calling from such a bad spot where we couldn't hear you.
It's a shame that you weren't on the mountain. Instead, you were in the canyon. If she'd been on the mountain, if she'd been in the Hollywood Hills,
mm-hmm.
we mightn't have had a problem.
High atop cell phone mountain.
I am F.
F of the mountain.
F of the mountain.
The canyon.
All right, I'd be glad to tell you.
Doesn't Van Patten live in the canyon?
He does.
Yep.
I thought he lived in the valley.
I think he lives in the canyon.
Did we have to go through the canyon to get there, though?
I don't know. Do you have to go through the canyon to get to the valley?
I know what road he's on.
Sounds like an arcade in the background.
Where's Magnolia?
What's going on in the background, sir?
Is that our show in the background?
Not anymore.
There you go.
God.
Thank you.
What's wrong with
Thank
people?
Thank you very much.
Not anymore, you're not.
Full moon.
I'm in the canyon.
Jesus Christ. Okay. So,
well, you know, we probably, I would assume, would be able to speak to Mary Lynn when she gets into town for her show. I would assume we'll be able to chat with her then.
That'd be nice.
John, how about that? Can we work on that?
He's talking now with somebody.
I hear him saying, unfortunately, her cell phone.
Dynamite.
Then you get to hear the inner workings of the bowels of the Don and Mike show. The intestinal tract of the Don and Mike show.
Oh, ooh, he was giving out secret phone numbers there.
Ooh, 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 scared kids. Ooh. End of call.
Hi.
Hi, John.
How are you?
Hi there, Johnny. Any chance she could be on a hard phone anytime between now and October 7th?
Yes, we're going to try for something for next week. I talked to her when I called her back, and she said she was out in the valley somewhere. She wouldn't be anywhere for at least a half an hour. So I'm working with her people to get her back next week.
All right.
Very
thank
good.
You, John. All right. Well, it happens. That's why it's the Don and Mike show.
That's right.
Amen.
But let's take a moment and think about Chloe's Valley.
Yes.
Mm.
And now we've got a hotline.
Now I can't think of anything else.
It's area code 310. If that's Hollywood.
Now Rob's picking up the phone.
Wouldn't this be great? We're going to try.
Who is it?
John, can you pick that up? That's Chloe's publicist.
Oh, it's all right.
Ah.
Let's let this one go for another day.
Let's talk to her.
Just curious. I'm sorry to do this. I shouldn't. I know it's wrong, and I should shut up. Would the publicist have a different phone?
I don't think she's in the same location.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's...
So you're banging Pat Benatar.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Harrison. Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hi there, my friend.
I'm good. Just calling.
We didn't ask. We didn't ask. We didn't ask. We didn't ask.
Well, you deny what?
We didn't ask.
Ask you how you were doing.
You said, I'm good.
I know. I realized that.
Right. We didn't ask.
An idiot. I'm sorry.
You are an idiot. Hi. How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm just calling.
I thought you were good, good, good.
What?
Yeah, what?
Sorry, we're feeling a little pressure of the Rice Cub debacle.
Hey, so what's going on this weekend? What's there to do?
Well, we're going to be driving out to Hollywood to try to find
Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Mm-hmm. And
please let me come. Please. I have nothing to do this weekend.
I can't go.
Why can't you go, Mike?
I'm in a wedding. I'm going to be a best man.
Oh, not the groom.
I'm excited.
You are. You know what?
I'm very excited. I don't think I'll have many more chances to do the wedding experience. I really, as far as being a best man.
Pretty soon, the pallbearer things will start happening.
Pallbearer before.
We'll be very busy with that.
Weddings.
I know it's your buddy John that's getting married. But
yeah, John says hello to you, incidentally.
And I would tell John, I wish him nothing but good luck, but I don't know if you would necessarily be a good luck charm. For a wedding.
Maybe you're right. Or maybe it has the opposite effect, you know, by the fact that I've been there. You think having me around the ceremony.
Do you think
I'm a bad luck omen?
Don't you think you're going to burst into flames as soon as you walk into the church?
Well, let me see. I was in my sister's wedding party.
Uh-huh.
That's your sister, though.
And that worked out okay.
That's your sister.
Weddings are different than marriages, though. Mike has had great weddings.
Oh, I've had fantastic weddings.
Mm. Flawless.
Wait a minute. You know, I'm trying to think. I was in another wedding party with he's divorced now. I'm trying to think. This is terrible. I shouldn't be doing
this. You came
this.
To my wedding.
They've got family coming into town. If they're listening, I don't want to upset them.
No. Came to my wedding, and that was fine.
He was just a guest.
That's true.
I was a guest. I wasn't in the wedding party. Right. I haven't been in that many wedding parties.
Weren't you the ring bearer?
I came down. And he got me good and drunk so I would walk like a toddler.
I remember.
And it was a C-ring, right?
Yes.
Like the one that Carla bought.
Yeah, that's exactly how I brought it down that way, you know, just outside the tuxedo pants.
And I can't go to Hollywood with you this weekend either.
Why?
Because I'm going to King's Dominion. Remember, I went last week and it was closed.
Oh. You know what? You got the best weekend of all weekends.
I do.
Listen to Robbie's weekend.
What's he doing?
Saturday, he's got to take his kids to King's Dominion.
Bright and early. We want to be there for a full day.
Gang's Dominion, because they were closed last weekend.
So help me God. We pulled up and the park was closed.
And then Sunday is Robert's birthday.
Right.
Five.
And that means it's a day at Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow. Charles Cheese.
Saturday at Gang's Dominion and then Sunday at
Charles Cheese.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then Sunday night, I'm going to Walmart to buy a handgun and I'm going to kill myself.
Hey, I got a question for you as far as wedding etiquette. I got the rehearsal dinner tomorrow night, and then it's the little ceremony. You do the wedding rehearsal, then you do the dinner,
right?
And then afterwards, I got two the groom and one of the groomsmen staying at my house,
right?
And the wedding is not, I think, until late in the day on Saturday. I'm wondering how careful I have to be as far as we've had the bachelor party.
Oh, and, you have bachelor party.
It's bachelor party number two.
2.0, right?
Emily Post Thank says you. It's appropriate to have a hooker. But only one.
Only for manual release.
Yes, please, Don. Please.
Not prostitution.
Here's the invitation that I got from Rob for Robert's birthday party. The heading is White Power in America.
Oh, dear.
Maybe I'd add a beer.
Says, wow. Hello! Exclamation point. Here's the 411 for Robert's party, Sunday, 30 September. Uh-huh. We look forward to seeing you and Janet and sharing a piece of the greatest pizza in town.
In town. That's the best one, in town.
Then it says, your buddy Rob, P.S., please bring a firearm and shoot me while you're there. P.S.S., I hope you like cupcakes. You're funny. I look forward to that with your kids.
I got home. It should be actually pretty good. Robert is a lot of fun. I got home and Carrie had been busy all day searching the internet, printing out coupons to get cheaper tokens for the children.
Hey, why not? And keep all the kids out of the plastic bowls.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Anything. Not the grown-ups.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, can't Chloe just hack the satellite to get through to you guys?
Yeah. What's up with that?
You would think so.
I like that.
You would think so.
That is a good one.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What's up?
So you were banging Pat Benatar.
Yeah, so you're banging her.
All right, thank you.
Was she good?
No.
You know, I've never asked you that.
No.
Were you good?
Of course. Spectacular, Mike. Herculean.
Herculean.
I believe I snapped her in two.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she went on to have a very successful career.
She did.
Was she in a back brace the whole time?
Uh-huh. Here's what happened.
All right.
She's got this record out, and it's 1979, and I'm working at a station in Indianapolis, Windy and Indy,
right.
W-N-D-E, and we start playing the record, and we start getting some good response to it. And she's going to be in town doing a concert, and they tell me that I'm going to be introducing her on stage at this concert as the music director of the station. And I could go down to the hotel in downtown Indianapolis, the Hyatt Regency, and I could actually have a meet and greet with Pat Benatar.
Very nice.
That is nice.
And I did. And we did. Uh-huh. And we had a couple of cocktails. And then it wasn't even a real show. It was, she came out and did two songs.
Okay.
Because at that point, I think she had
When you met her, were there other people around?
Yeah, there were a lot of people around.
Right. Was there magic? Was there chemistry?
There was a guy from the record company? No, absolutely none.
All right, so you didn't know what was yet to come.
No, and I was, while I was a veteran of a lot of substances, uh-huh. by that point in my life, I was not a veteran of alcohol.
Oh.
And there was a lot of booze being served that night.
Right.
And she didn't even have an album out at the time. It was an EP, an extended play.
Right.
Which is like a test from the record company to see if anybody liked her record or not. So she did this little set for the listeners, and a bunch of people went back to the hotel. And then when people left the hotel, she said, who wants to go for a ride or something like that? Because there was a limo. And I
Who
had
wants
on,
to go out and party.
Yeah, I had on a satin Bee Gees disco jacket.
Of course.
I thought I looked really cool.
79.
And I said, I'll go. Mm-hmm. And we went out, we drove around. They have a big fountain.
In a limo? You were in a limo?
With Pat Benatar. We drove around, and then we went back to the hotel. And then she said, do you want to come upstairs? And I went upstairs, and we had sex.
Just the two of you went up. She just invited you up.
But do you want more?
Yes. Yes.
That's horribly disappointing.
The chemistry. How did it do? Was there making out? What led up to this moment?
Buzz, we're talking about.
Well, there has to be
Jesus
the moment.
Okay. There
like
was,
in the car, did you was, know? Did yeah. you know in the car?
Yes, because I felt her up in the car.
You were, and you would, and none of this would have happened unless you were loaded.
I was so drunk,
right?
And I do remember being at the back of this limo, and as it went around this circle, which is in downtown Indianapolis, where they have a big gigantic tower, I remember I kept sliding over by her, and at one point,
was there anybody else with you in the limo?
No, it was just she and I.
Wow,
and the guy driving, and the petition was up.
Wow,
and I kept sliding over,
and she was a nobody at that point.
Yeah,
nobody knew who she was.
Absolutely nobody.
But she was attractive,
cute.
She was okay that night.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, she was unattractive in her younger days.
She was very cute.
Yeah. Right?
And I was awkward, and I remember...
Fumbling.
I do remember one thing she said. That,
fingers fumbling.
You want the details?
Yeah.
She said, "You are an outstanding kisser."
Really?
Well, that's nice.
That's good. That's all I needed.
That's very nice.
I need a little detail with that. And when the next morning, obviously you left there.
There was not a morning after. There was not an next... This part I remember as well. Very... Very sharply, like it was yesterday.
Okay.
Up to the room, boom, boom, out go the lights. Uh-huh. And then she said to me, "Okay, you got to go home now."
Okay.
And I said, "Okay." And then she said, last thing before I left, "Okay, this is really great. This never happened." And I said, "Of course this never happened." Uh-huh. And I immediately went home and phoned everybody I knew.
Sure, of course. And then watched her career skyrocket.
Do you want to tell the most entertaining postscript?
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, this is funny. This is probably the funniest part of the whole thing.
That makes it better, I think.
Right.
So, like, we get her on the show sometime in the 90s. She's on the show. And I've mentioned this before. Uh-huh. And I bring it up to her. And I say, "Do you remember 1979? You're a new artist. I was a struggling DJ. We had this thing." She's like, "I'm sorry, I don't remember."
Don't remember, right.
It was like, "Oh.
Pixie."
Crap, do I feel bad? And that's when Surf, the disc jockey, our friend we called the other day.
Talked to him.
He comes in, recalls up. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, we somehow, I think we were in the middle of a conversation with Surf.
Anyway, he just throws out there. He said, "Incidentally, you're not the only one."
Right.
That banged Pat Benatar.
So did I.
Around the time that record was going on.
Wow.
So, yeah, Surf had been there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Kenny, you've never addressed this before. What is it about Pat Benatar that made her a less-than-stellar lover, in your opinion? You know, without being graphic, what was it? Just a cold fish or what?
Well, I don't really remember a lot.
Well, you really couldn't have judged if you were in that kind of condition.
You said it wasn't outstanding. That's all I remember.
It was probably sloppy.
At that point, I don't even really know if I knew what outstanding was.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? At that point, I was just pretty much jumping up on top of women and just pushing myself on them.
Yeah.
Was she sloppy boozy, too, at that night?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So that probably was part of it.
Yeah, cool. Life on the road.
But even 100%. When you're drunk, you're a great kisser. What have I always...
Well, you'll find out Sunday, won't you? Chuck E. Cheese.
Don't taste like pizza.
Which will come first, the kiss or the gun?
Both.
Okay.
At the same time.
Together. In unison.
I might kiss the gun.
Be one of those wonderful moments where you're kissing and bam.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
And then I'll fall into the ball pit.
So we are sounding so gay right now.
No. If you take it off on the other tangent, it could be Rob's beautiful nightmare for his son, that the last image that Rob's son would have of him as of Rob in the ball cage at Chuck E. Cheese, putting a gun in his mouth and blowing his head off.
Well, what would be really great is if I fell into the ball pit, slowly submerged until you could see nothing, then you heard the gunshot and a few balls shot up because the gun was fired.
And it really would make this kind of sound, pop.
That's right.
Be like, pop. Muffled by the plastic balls.
And all the kids would come out and go, "We got ketchup all over our hands."
You know that we've done so many of those bacteriological studies.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to just grab a couple of those balls from Chuck E. Cheese and run the black light over them.
I would be satisfied just to run the black light on Chuck E. himself.
Yeah,
you ever
the
seen
mouse.
That big rat?
The rat.
Yeah, Chuck E. the rat.
The big rat.
That's what Robert calls him because that's what I've always called him.
The big rat?
The rat.
You're going to have a good birthday? Yes. You're going to see Chuck E. the rat? Yes.
The big rat.
Yeah, he loves Chuck E. the rat.
All right, well, our thanks again to Mary Lynn Anytime.
Yeah, we're going to get her on next week, hopefully.
Going to try to, and thanks for Pat Benatar for opening your legs for me.
Hey, baby.
And we'll be back with something entirely different.
This is the Don and Mike Show.